Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston of The Space Show, Dr. Space himself, and this is Hotel Mars, and we're conversing with Dr. Jackie Faraday of the American Museum of Natural History, talking about star systems in position to look at us while the Earth transits the Sun. However, Dr. Faraday is also involved in research in a project called Gaia to search for exoplanets. First, Jackie, what is Gaia and what have you done?
Gaia was a major component to our paper. Gaia is an observatory that is currently in orbit around the Earth, which is orbit around the Sun, about 1 million miles away. And the European Space Agency is who's launched it and is maintaining it. And what it is the single greatest mapping mission of our time, of any human's time, really. And Gaia has provided for us the distances and motions of almost 2 billion stars, stars that are close by, stars that are far away, stars that are very, very faint, stars that are bright, meaning high mass stars, low mass stars. It's really provided for us a brand new lens on looking at the very precise nature of our galaxy and beyond. All of astrophysics really does depend on the measurements that Gaia is putting out. And so what I use Gaia for is essentially everything I do in astrophysics. I use it to look for stars that are moving with other stars. I use it to look for the star formation history of our nearby galaxy. And then what we used it for here was to look at maybe exoplanet host stars that might have entered or exited a vantage point that could see Earth as a transiting planet. So one of the things that I found right away when the catalog was released, so on April 18th or April 24th, now I can't remember the exact date, 2018, Gaia released the catalog all in one day, which I think was one of the greatest days in astrophysics. When they released this catalog, so everyone, the public, astronomers, everyone could have looked at the catalog. And one of the things that I wanted to find right away was new objects that we had not been paying attention to before that were really close by. And so I immediately discovered an object that was very close to us. So it's like 30 light years away, but we had not realized it was there before. And that's really spitting distance away from, it was closer than that. I think it was 22 light years away. And because of that, Gaia is also enabling new discoveries of what our solar neighborhood might look like. So that's one of the things that I use it for. It's an amazing mission.
David, we have a couple of minutes.
Do you have to apply for time to work on Gaia or to access data, or you just access it whenever you want?
Nope, you just access it whenever you want. It's fully available. It's free. Anybody can go on and download the catalog or query the catalog. The catalog it's funded by the European Space Agency. So fully funded, in operation. It's in operation right now. They have released three versions of the catalog. The first one was pretty small. The second one was enormous and was the big massive day where they gave us 1.7 or so billion motions and parallaxes, and there'll be a couple more versions of the catalog that will be more and more precise and have additional numbers in there for us to work with as astronomers. But you don't have to get funding. You don't have to apply for time on it like you do, for instance, with the Hubble Space Telescope. It's an all-sky catalog, and they're just reporting it for all of astronomers
the final,
and the public.
The final moments, Jackie. The American Museum of Natural History please tell the audience that everyone is welcome there to learn from astrophysics as well as all the other sciences, correct?
Yes, and one thing I want your listeners to know is
we have 30 seconds, Jackie. Go ahead.
Okay, so they could look at something called the OpenSpaceProject.com. AMNH is one of the greatest visualization centers on the planet, and I use that software nonstop to look at catalogs like Gaia, which are mapping.
What's the name again?
Open Space Project, and it's fully NASA funded, and it's all open source.
Dr. Jackie Faraday of the American Museum of Natural History, David Livingston of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.